Hi, I'm Leigh Chantel and I'm from VivaLaVegan.net. Today I'm going to talk about Christmas and how to deal with Christmas when you're a vegan. I am anti-Christmas and I try very hard to keep in mind the positive aspects of this time of year, though sometimes it is very hard to find them. Christmas to me is commercialization, consumerism, religious propaganda, and mass murder of our animal friends at its worst. I've worked in music retail for a lot of my life since I've finished school, and my last year when I worked in a music store, seeing people fill their trolleys with stuff that they didn't need, that they couldn't afford, that they hadn't paid for from last year. It was very upsetting and I wanted no more to do with that. I don't agree with people buying stuff for the sake of buying things. I'm anti-consumerism. I try my hardest not to buy anything new all the time. My mum, however, is very excited about Christmas. So I try to appease and get through by focusing on the positive things. And I try to think about family. And I like my family, so that's good. That helps. And I get on very well with my family. A lot of people don't. This year, it was a bit of a struggle for me. Well, Christmas normally is a bit of a struggle for most vegans because, you know, as much as I always try to see the silver lining in everything in my life, it is very hard when you know that more and more of your animal friends will get slaughtered for this time of year just to, you know, so that people can gorge on their flesh and their secretions and they don't need these sort of products. I try to promote the positive and the healthy aspects of veganism, and I dislike gluttony in all its forms, and to me that's what Christmas really entails. And so I wrote a blog just recently about this as well, so you can see VivaLaVegan.net to read that, and I've given a few tips about it. And mostly it comes down to: don't do the things you don't want to do. If you like Christmas, if you enjoy hanging out with people, if you enjoy cooking up a storm for your friends and family, then do it. If you like that, then do it. There's nothing wrong with that at all. There's some people, though, that have to cook for their large families that hate it, that never actually have a break. I know when I worked in music retail, we just had Christmas Day off, and Boxing Day was always intense. And I had friends that I worked with that had their family was down the Gold Coast and their partner's family was up at the Sunshine Coast, which is a good couple to 4 hours drive in between, and they would go from one place to lunch to the next place to dinner or for breakfast, and they wouldn't have any break whatsoever. And I don't see how that's good, I don't see how that's healthy, and I don't see how that's actually getting anything out of Christmas. A lot of people have to put up with their family and friends that they don't like, and these sort of times of year always tend to bring out the worst in people because there's, you know, overconsumption of food, not to mention alcohol, which is a really big issue, especially in Australia. I know a couple of our major supermarkets actually are giving something like 15 or 20 cents per litre off of petrol, as in fuel, if you buy two slabs of beer, so two big cartons of beer, which I think is absolutely not only atrocious. But that's what happens at Christmas, which is a good excuse that I've heard a lot of people use lately. Oh, but that's what happens at Christmas. That's what people do at Christmas. I don't care. Just because people do it doesn't mean that it's right. So don't let people guilt you into doing things is my first tip. This includes people wanting you to buy presents. My mum is all into presents and just buying stuff that she doesn't need, but my sister and I over time have got her to really chill out a bit on the presents. So we don't do presents in my family, except for mum, who likes to play Santa, which is cute. Whatever you don't want to do, then don't do it. And stop hanging around with people that say that you should do these things. And one of the biggest things that I do anyway, generally, except if I'm doing outreach, is to stay away from shopping centres. And this also includes people and places that stress you out. If you're going somewhere and you're not enjoying it, if you're hanging out with people and you're not enjoying it, then stop hanging around these people or these places. I don't like shopping centres. I think they bring out the worst in everyone. But, you know, some people need to buy, you know, certain things from those places. So I guess make the most of it while you're there. Do a bit of outreach. If you actually are in a situation where you're hanging out with family and friends, try not to argue or try not to create conflict or to encourage conflict. Because like I was saying before, Christmas seems to be a time when a lot of people who don't like each other get together to spend time with each other, to put on a smile and just pretend that everything is okay, and they sweep all the issues that they've had throughout the year or years under the carpet. And then someone will have too much to drink and it'll be a big drama. Luckily, my family Christmases are never that exciting, but I know quite a few friends and whose families are like that when they get together for Christmas. So the tips would be just to know which battles to fight and which ones to leave. Because really, it doesn't matter if a tiny thing doesn't really matter in the end. And I think, you know, just as with anything, behave well, be gracious, and whether you're the host or the guest, and just don't let other people bring you down. Enjoy your day. Try to enjoy your day as much as possible. And another thing is to, kids seem to really bring out the best, or most kids seem to have that joy of Christmas still. So that's always nice to hang around kids that still enjoy Christmas and get the happy vibes. Some of my tips would be to eat well, be healthy, and don't overindulge in food that you don't really need. I wrote a blog about cruelty-free vegan Christmas recipes, and I've broken it down into four different sections, like a menu, and there was about 10 or 8 options for each section, and then I suggest that people choose 4 out of that. So I'll go through the options. So for snacks and starters, there's Bina balls, chickpea patties, curry puffs, raw pasta, raw sushi rolls, sweet potato and pumpkin chips, tempeh and vegetable kebabs, and corn chips with veggies and guacamole. For the main meals, got colourful curry, fried quinoa, fried wild rice, lasagna, quinoa chili stir fry, tempeh satay with Asian greens, tofu turkey, wild rice and Mediterranean vegetables. And my friend Patty Mark from Animal Liberation Victoria makes a really great tofu turkey, and you can get that recipe on veganeasy.org. All these meals, you can find the recipes on my blog as well, vivalavegan.net. For sides and salads, I've got a few options: Chinese greens with eggplant, dirty rice, kale salad, pumpkin and asparagus tofu, roasted root vegetables, stir fry with linseeds, stuffed avocado, sweet potato and mixed bean salad. And for desserts, I've got carob and date truffles, carrot and currant muffins, cherry shortbread, chocolate pie with seasonal fruit, ice cream sandwiches, raw banana ice cream, raw chocolate with raw cashew cream, and truffles. Most of these are gluten-free. There's quite a few raw recipes in there as well, and the majority of these are really healthy, so you're not going to feel too full or too bloated from it. So yeah, check out vivalavegan.net in the update section for the blog on that. And I've also shared my a Christmas wish list, spoken word poem that I did last year and recorded on my YouTube channel. And you can see that on if you go youtube.com/vivalavegan.net, all spelt, you can find that there. And there's also on that blog many other links to different vegan recipes for Christmas. So I hope you like that. I've been sharing that quite a bit online as well. So this is also a good thing. This is how I help get through the Christmas time, is I try to do a bit of outreach, more vegan outreach at this time of year. We've done some outreach recently in shopping centres, and they went really well. And you can get some brochures. There's lots of flyers online on my Facebook page for the Viva La Vegan Facebook page. We've got a heap of flyers that you can download and print out and just hand out to people or stick somewhere. And this is a really good way, in particular at Christmas time, of getting to large amounts of people and getting them even to know what a vegan is, because some people don't even know what a vegan is. And I have been updating on Facebook with my vegan recipes, because a lot of my friends on Facebook aren't vegan. Majority are, but I've still got quite a few that aren't. And I find going onto mainstream fan pages on Facebook is a really good way to get the message out. So, like, you know, the magazines, the trashy magazines that people seem to like, and they have heaps of fans following them. I post the recipes on there, and it's good to post some photos, some links to like recipes or articles, and just keep the vegan word out there at this time of year, because a lot of people just think that they just have to eat, you know, the pigs and the chickens and the turkeys and things like that, and they don't have to. I think we need to up the ante and show people that it is easy to be vegan, and there's so many different recipes that you can use, especially over Christmas. And I feel that even if one person doesn't eat an animal over this Christmas, that's one life saved. And, you know, that might not matter in the grand scheme of things, but that sure as hell matters to that chicken or that turkey. And so, yeah, just, I guess, try not to feel overwhelmed with the whole situation that is upon us, I guess. Back to tips for Christmas. I know I've been invited in the past to friends' places that they'd have a barbecue or dinner or lunch or whatever, and I'd go there and they wouldn't have any food for me whatsoever. And I find this one really insulting, because you've invited me to come and have food with you and you don't even prepare anything for me. And these are people that I've, you know, known for quite a while that know that I'm a vegan as well. And so I either starve and get bored, plus have to sit through watching them consume animal flesh and secretions that pisses me off. So I try not to hang around those sort of people anymore, for one. But sometimes you have to, and not everyone can do this. And if you have to attend a non-vegan Christmas event, my biggest tip, and probably the best thing to do, is to bring your own food. And you can either bring a big, huge meal, my favorite thing for Christmas to make is fried quinoa. So it's like fried rice, but it's using red, white, and black quinoa and the other veggies that you'd use with the fried rice. I would make a huge batch of that and bring that to wherever I'm going, and people will eat it. So as long as you've got enough food, everyone else can try it as well. Because there's nothing worse than everyone having so many different things they can choose from, and you've just got one tiny plate, and everyone, of course, wants to try what you've got because it's different. So make sure you bring something big that other people can try, as well as feed yourself. And if you're a really good cook, yeah, this probably isn't good if you're not a good cook, but if you are a good cook, then make sure you bring a really good meal, some snacks and some dessert, because everyone loves dessert. So some vegan cupcakes or something always go over well. And yeah, at least you know you'll get fed as well. If you are okay to cook and you like hosting things, I suggest a really great way of vegan outreach and to, you know, save a heap of lives would be to have vegan Christmas at your place. And you know, if you do this, if this is what you're doing, make sure you cook most of the meals beforehand, so you're not slaving away in the oven and in the kitchen on Christmas Day. I was invited to a friend's place for Christmas one year, just went over for lunch, And she did all the work in the kitchen while her partner just ordered her around and just sat there and was lazy. And I thought that was absolutely atrocious, and I never went back to their place after that. But, you know, that's her choice as well. She allowed that to happen. Anything like this year, for example, we've already had our family Christmas together. So, because my dad won't be here for Christmas, but my best friend and his wife are coming up the day before Christmas, so we'll be having a little family thing with him then, and then we'll just have a basic sort of thing the actual day on Christmas, for when my best friend Trent's here, where Mum and I are going to cook a few things beforehand. So things that can be, you know, frozen, kept in the fridge. I've got some leftover stuff from my ice cream party that I had for my birthday. Just making things easy for you. That's the trick. You don't want to be cooped up in the kitchen all the time when everyone else is having fun and being silly and no one's helping you, because you'll get really annoyed with that pretty soon. Or I would anyway. Another way that you can get around this as well, if you don't actually want to be cooking for 20 or 30 people, get everyone to bring a plate of food with them when they come. In like Mum's age, like she always was like, whenever I said, oh, I'll just get people to bring food whenever they come to something, she was, you know, quite shocked that people would do that. If you invite someone to your place, you know, you should feed them. But nowadays, I don't think that matters as much. And most people are quite capable of bringing something to share. And a lot of people like to try out new recipes. And even if people don't like to cook, they'll bring a bag of chips or dips or something like that. So this is an easy one to do. Just get everyone to bring a plate of vegan food to share with everyone. And if all of this fails, just go to eat at your favourite vegan place on Christmas Day. Presents is another issue. Like I said before, I don't buy presents. But if you do have to, or you feel as though you have to buy presents, put a dollar figure cap on the amount. So like $20 each, or, you know, people under 18 get presents and everyone else doesn't. Or you can make or bake some presents. Like if you're a sewer, you could maybe sew like a little brooch or something for the girls, and you could bake some little chocolate truffles or something like that. And also, I know a lot of not-for-profit groups are always looking for more members, so this might be a good time of year to buy some memberships to animal rights organisations, animal sanctuaries. I have a not-for-profit environmental awareness group called Green Earth Group, and we're always looking for new members. You can see more information at greenearthgroup.org. And you could also donate money to these sanctuaries or these organisations on behalf of someone else. If some certain people in your family or your friends might not like this gesture, this also might be a really good way to get the ball rolling and people not buying presents for the future. Like if you're giving people really bad presents, or that they think are really bad, this might actually help you to not have to buy presents in the future. So keep that in mind. So, like I was saying, there's a few things that have really helped me somewhat to get through this sort of silly season. One of them was to write my Christmas recipes blog that you can see on vivalavegan.net. Another one was the outreach that we did at shopping centres just recently. A group of friends and I did different areas, which was really cool. And just getting involved and feeling like you're actually doing something instead of just sitting around complaining, I think is just a good tip in general for a lot of people. And another thing that I really have been getting into this year is writing letters, and in particular writing letters to prisoners who've been incarcerated due to their beliefs or their actions. And there's so many animal rights and environmental activists that are around, and it's really good just to seek out people, whether or not you agree with certain things that they've done. It's it's really hard for some people to be away from society. Some people aren't even allowed to see their family and friends quite regularly. So if you actually send them an email, if you can, or letters, and just make sure you have a look at what you can actually send them first before you go sending them books or other things. But you can check out arprisoners.org for prisoners that have been incarcerated due to animal rights issues. And you can also see another website for more of the environmental activists. And that one is, what was that one? I'll have to find that one. I can't remember what that one is, but have a look on my website for that. And it's a really great way just to get active and to make people feel as though they're actually part of the vegan and AR movement still. It's ecoprisoners.org for that one, for the environmental activists. And there's also a heap of letter writing groups that you can join as well. My not-for-profit group, we have various events that we organise, and one of them's regular letter writing nights. And that's not just for prisoners, that's just, you know, letters to the editor, letters to organisations and businesses that we either are raising issues with or trying to give them some really good feedback and encourage them to keep up the good work. We've got events for 2012 that you can have a look at on greenearthgroup.org. We have letter writing events, we have video viewing, we have outreach and leafleting, and we also have some food demos. Like I was saying before, Facebook and also Twitter is a great way to spread the message over Christmas. You can spread some fun things, you can spread some recipes, some articles, and just some information that other people might not know. Just keep in mind that if you're posting the same thing over and over and over on a few different places, you may get banned for a couple of days because this is considered spam. That's what I've heard. And also another thing is to connect with like-minded individuals as any time. You know, the more people you know that are similar to thinking the way that you are, the less you feel as though you're ostracized or on the outer. You could also consider volunteer work at animal sanctuaries. Food Not Bombs is also good to volunteer at. You could donate goods that you don't need or want anymore to others less fortunate. And there's many things that you could have a look online to help you get through. There's a guy called Tim Minchin that you can check at timminchin.com, and he does this really cool video called White Wine in the Sun, and it's a cool little Christmassy type video. And he's an atheist too, so you can imagine some of the lyrics. I hope some of those tips have helped you get through Christmas. And I'm just going to leave you with my Christmas wish list. So this is a spoken word piece that I'm going to do. And I wish you a very happy, silly season. And I hope you and your family and friends have a really great time. And that obviously your Christmas is vegan. This is my Christmas wish list. 'Tis the season to be aware of your actions, words, and deeds. My wish for you this Christmas is that you get exactly what you need. Replace old traditions with new ideals. Replace what you've accepted with the truth. Replace excessive spending with empathy. Replace knickknacks with things you can use. Replace intolerance with justice. Replace war with intelligence. Replace uncertainty with understanding. Replace religion with reverence. Replace all that you want with what you deserve. Replace consumerism with content. Replace presents with hugs aplenty, and replace gluttony with nourishment. 'Tis the season to be thankful for the lessons good and bad we've received. May your Christmas be full of laughter and joy, safe, happy, and cruelty-free. Until next time, have a wonderful day.